Lekuta Sichas Chelek Yud Zayin Parsha Shmini Sicha Gimel. In Pasuk Vayishma Moshe Vita Be'enov, on the Pasuk that says that Moshe heard what Aaron had to say, there was a discussion between Moshe and Aaron. He got upset that Aaron burnt the Chatas, the Korban Chatas that was brought on the day of the dedication of the Mishkan. So he asked him, why was it burnt? So Aaron explained, Im Shemata, if you heard that we are permitted to eat it for the karbonis which were specific for this day, for the celebration of the dedication of the Mishkan, but where did you hear that we are permitted, meaning Aaron, since he was an Einan, his sons had died on that day, why do you think that we are permitted to eat a karbon which was meant to be an ongoing karbon? This was the karbon chatas that was brought for Rosh Chodesh, because that day was also Rosh Chodesh Nisan. So that which is going to be an ongoing carbon should be treated like any other carbon, and therefore they're not permitted to eat. An Einan is not permitted to eat kachim, and therefore we had to burn that carbon. So Moshe heard what he said, and he was pleased. So is Rashi Maitik from Pasuk, the Vert of Ayita Be'enov. So Rashi quotes the words from the Pasuk, and he was pleased. On his Mefarish, and he explains that Moshe Rabbeinu Hoide V'loi Bush Loimar, he admitted, and he wasn't embarrassed to say, Lo Shamaiti, I haven't heard. I didn't know this. Lerna Mefarshim, so the commentaries explain the Pirush in Rashi, that what the Rashi means to say by he admitted, as v'Moshe v'l given boish, if Moshe would have been embarrassed to admit, v'l tegezok lo shamaiti, I would have said, oh, I didn't know, I never heard this, Hashem didn't tell me this halacha, and therefore he would have got away with saying, I just never heard this, I'm pleased with what you have to say. But that's not what he said. When the pirush from v'l boish loim lo shamaiti, and what it means that he wasn't embarrassed to say, I didn't hear, means is Visvolgstein Veloy Omar Mitzad Shahoyabosh Loy Shamaiti. He didn't say because he was embarrassed to say that I did know it, but then I forgot. So therefore he wasn't embarrassed. If he was embarrassed, he would have said, I never heard this, I'm sorry, I never heard this. But he wasn't embarrassed, and therefore he said, I did hear it, and I did know this, but I forgot. And that's what it means. That he wasn't embarrassed, and he said, I knew this, but I forgot it. But because he wasn't embarrassed, he didn't say, I didn't hear, nor hoide, but rather, what did he say? He admitted, and he said, I did hear it, but I forgot. The Gemara is mefarish, as the Gemara says, what this means, what Vayita Be'enov means, that he said, he admitted that he had known it, but then he forgot it. As is Ober al derech Avshad bePirush Rashi in Gantz Nish Vashtanik, but the way Rashi explains things, this becomes very difficult to say that this is what it means. Says Yidua as Rashi had geschrieben sein Pirush in a Chloron and Offenem Signa. It's well known that Rashi wrote the commentary on Chumash in a way that would be clearly understood what he's saying. Unoichav in Chumash lemikras will kind of understand that even a young child of 5 that starts learning Chumash should be able to understand what Rashi is saying. So if what Rashi meant to say was that Moshe admitted and he said, I did hear it and I forgot, Rashi would have missed the main point, which is that Moshe admitted and he said, I knew it and I forgot it. The vertebus Moshe had gesagt, these words that Moshe said, and Mokolshkin for never the Gemara dafas mefarizain. Especially in light of the fact that we find that the Gemara needs to explain that that's what Moshe was saying. So if it has to explain it to an older son, an older boy, 15 years old, certainly that it has to be explained to a young child. So, but Rashi seems to say it in a very, very convoluted way. He doesn't even say the main point that Moshe said, I forgot, I heard it and I forgot. So that's not the way Rashi usually speaks. Oich is poshut. It's also understood as mekenish zogna as Rashi falosich adem vas in Gemara state shemaitiv shachachti, that Rashi doesn't feel that he has to articulate it because he said, you know, the Gemara says it already. Because as was spoken many times, is Rashi mefaretim shataksuvim alasar. Rashi always explains right there in the Chumash when you're learning the Chumash. He doesn't rely on the fact that this idea is explained elsewhere, like in the Gemara. Especially in our case, that Rashi doesn't even point you to the Gemara from where his commentary comes from. So therefore, how is somebody supposed to find that explanation when Rashi doesn't even point you in the direction? So according to this, all this is mashma lehepech, would seem to the contrary, as Rashi pshutus l'mikra, that in the way Rashi sees it, meaning reading the psukim on the surface, learned on nisht vi limin amikra al derech halacha limin the gemara, interprets this pasuk not the way the gemara interprets it, but befrat as erinyan is the oichen teres kainim. Especially that it's also found in Teres Koinim, and dort is their Lashon Nishvi in Gemara, and over there the Teres Koinim doesn't interpret it the way the Gemara does. When Rashi kleiptoiz them Lashon from Teres Koinim, and Rashi chooses the language of the Teres Koinim. So therefore, clearly he is not interpreting the way the Gemara is, and so therefore he interprets it differently. So what he was saying was, I didn't hear, as will it be explained. We also have to understand. Number one, what is difficult to understand when it says Vayita Be'enov, he was pleased with by Aaron's explanation. What explanation is needed for that? That Rashi has to come along and say that he admitted and he wasn't embarrassed. What's wrong with simply saying that he was pleased with Aaron's explanation? The pasuk is l'chayda fashtanik bepashtus. The pasuk is very understood. Vayishma Moshe. Moshe heard what Aaron had to say. L'achiv Moshe gehed tainus Aaron is vayita beinav. He was pleased. He accepted that explanation. Number two, from vanin is the hechrech im shudu shal mikra as hayda v'lubesh loy mevloy shamaiti. Where does Rashi take from the psukim that Moshe admitted to not knowing, to not hearing about it? From where does this come in the pasuk? Where does he see this in the pasuk? There are commentaries was learning that explain as the hechrech of Rashi's pirush is from the loshen akaz vayishma Moshe. It comes from what the pasuk says Moshe heard. Vaslachayde is the sibrik. Those words seem to be unnecessary. For in gevis hat geheard was Aaron hatem gezok, because of course he heard what Aaron had to say. Of course he heard what he said. When as had blois gedaft stein vayitubeinav. The pasuk explains what Aaron answered to Moshe, so it should have said Vayita Beine Moshe, and Moshe was pleased by the explanation. Why does it have to say Vayishma Moshe? Moshe heard Aaron's words. Of course, he heard Aaron's words. All it has to say is that he was accepted his explanation, and therefore from them was the pasuk zokt fardem Vayishma Moshe. From the fact that the pasuk does say Moshe heard, is Rashi medayik. From this, Rashi takes. As dom das meint, as dos was Aaron had gesagt, that what it means is that explanation that Aaron gave, hat she Moshe frie geheard. Vayishma Moshe means he had already heard that explanation fun dem Eibishten, from Hashem. Hashem gave him that explanation earlier. In other words, Hashem told him that the limitation. The non-limitation, in other words, that they are allowed to eat from the karbonis even though they were einanim, would only apply to the karbonis which are specific to that day, to the celebration of the dedication. But anything which is an ongoing karbon, it doesn't apply to, and they have to treat it like they would in the future. Which means that an einan cannot eat it, and therefore it should be burnt. So he had already heard this from Hashem. That's what Vayishma Moshe means. Not that he'd forgotten, but he had forgotten it. And the far is Vayita Be'enov, and therefore he was happy with Aaron's words, Aaron's raid, and Nochon Demonazich, reminding himself that yes, this is actually what Hashem had told me. But it would seem that this is not really something that you could say that's what Rashi means. Al Pipshutu Shel Mikra. That's how Rashi is interpreting. And the B'meila Nish Pirush Rashi. Therefore, since it's not Pshutu Shel Mikra, therefore it can't be what Rashi means. Varam, because Noisav of the Kashas was Mefarshim Freg. That in addition to the questions that the Mefarshim himself ask, number one, then it shouldn't say Vayishma Moshe, it should say Moshe Shama, that Moshe had already heard it. That's how it should say in the Pasuk. Not that Moshe heard, which seems to be saying that he heard what Aaron said. Well, Moshe Shama, he had already heard this from before, and therefore he was pleased. Number two, they ask, Rashi Yotzer Gedaf Shtelen Oich, of the Vet of Yishma Moshe, because then Rashi should have also quoted from the Pasuk the words Vayishma Moshe, since it's integral to the meaning of the Rashi. So in addition to that, to those two questions, is Lefiza at Rashi Gedaf Zogn, does Zogn Borer, because then Rashi should have explained that clearly, should have articulated that. Befrat as it is the mit mevatel dem pirush kipshuta Vayishma Moshe. Especially in light of the fact that now he is undoing the simple meaning of the word Vayishma Moshe. Ados geta dem vasar gehet von Aaron. The simple reading of the word Vayishma Moshe means that he heard what Aaron had to say. Now, according to this pshat, Rashi is saying that Vayishma Moshe doesn't mean that he heard what Aaron said. It means he had heard from Hashem these words. That's not the pshat of Mikra. So he should have explained that. Or at least he should have said that Moshe Rabbeinu said, I heard this too from Hashem, and I forgot. So Rashi should have explained at least briefly that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying that, yes, I heard this before. Indeed, Hashem did tell me that. Was the fun volt men bedeuche gekent verstehen, sein pirush is vayishma in vayishma Moshe, which at least would have given us a hint to how Rashi now sees vayishma Moshe, that it's something that he heard back then. Gimel, euch darfen verstehen, another thing we have to understand. In Parsha Matis, if in Pasuk vayomer Elozer akoyim begoymer, back in Parsha Matis, where it tells the story that Elozer said the halachas of Giuli Nochrim, that what do you do when you have kalim that were used by Goyim, that you have to kasher it, and so on. So who taught that? It was Vayomer Elozer. Elozer HaKoyim was the one that spoke and taught these halachas to the Yidden. So the question becomes, why was it Elozer that was teaching it? Why wasn't it Moshe that was teaching it? So Rashi says, L'fisho ba Moshe l'klal kas, because Moshe Rabbeinu had gotten angry because of how they conducted the war, that they hadn't killed the adult females of the Midyanim. By the way, I should say that it wasn't back in Matis, it's ahead in Matis. It's going to come up. So because he got angry, Bolaklal Toys, that's why he came to a mistake. Shinus Alma Memeno Al Hilchas Giul and Ochrim, he was not able to articulate these halachas. He forgot them and so on. He wasn't able to say it, and therefore was left to Elozer to say it. And the same we find also, says Rashi, by the eighth day Meluyim in our story, as it says in our parasha, that he got angry in Elozer v'Yisomer for burning the korban, that again he got angry, so therefore he came to a mistake, he forgot what Hashem had told him. And so also when he spoke angrily to the Yidden, that he spoke to them as rebuked them. So it says, Vayachas Asela, that he hit the rock instead of speaking to the rock, because of his anger, that's how he came to that mistake. So we find three cases of Moshe Rabbeinu getting angry and therefore forgetting things or making the wrong choice and so on. So from this we see that according to the simple understanding of the Pesukim, there needs to be a reason given. How does it come that Moshe Rabbeinu made a mistake? That needs to be explained. Rashi needs to explain how he comes to a mistake. Is nishmuvan, so then we have to understand. The Shverekheit, wie kommt Moshe leklal toz, is doch zum ersten beparsha seinu. This question of how Moshe Rabbeinu made that mistake and he didn't understand what Aaron understood shows up the first time in our parsha. Vos Rashi gedav do mefarzein So then Rashi should have said that which he said in Parsha Matos, explaining how it is that Moshe Rabbeinu came to make a mistake because they got angry. He should have explained it here, the first time that Moshe Rabbeinu got angry and made the mistake. So why does he first explain it further on in Parsha Matos instead of explaining it here in Parsha Shmini? So the explanation to this. Rashi midzayn pirush hoydevale bush lema loy shamaiti. Why is Rashi, what does he mean to explain by saying that he admitted and he wasn't embarrassed? Meint dem inyan kepashta saloshin. He means what he says. He was not embarrassed to say that I did not hear this. As Moshe had made a given, when not zechnish geshem to zogun loy shamaiti, that he admitted that he wasn't embarrassed to say that I didn't hear it. Not the way the Gemara says that he could have said I didn't hear it, but and I instead he said I heard, but I forgot. No, he said I didn't hear it. He said I never heard this distinction between those karbonos which are only temporary for this one day or these 8 days, and the distinction between that and what's something that would be ongoing, as I said before. I never heard this difference. The tam favos elentni zvin gemara as moishad yegehed emchilik. Why doesn't Rashi accept what the Gemara says that Moshe Rabbeinu did know about it? He did hear it before. Not that it's vergessen, but he forgot. When in dem is given sein heute vilebush, and that's what he admitted to, that he heard, but he forgot. So that he was embarrassed. He wasn't embarrassed to say that I heard it and I forgot it. Because according, if that were the case, if that's the meaning of this pasuk, so then we have a question. Is this of Moshe Rabbeinu? What kind of a, how is this in praise of Moshe Rabbeinu as a gezog de memes? That there's a big thing Rashi has to explain. The Gemara explains that Moshe Rabbeinu told the truth. He didn't lie. He could have said that I never heard it. So he wasn't embarrassed and he said the truth. I heard it, but I forgot. That's how you praise Moshe Rabbeinu, that he didn't lie to cover up. And that he didn't tell the opposite of truth, meaning a lie, that he could have said, I never heard it. And he didn't say that. He said, yeah, I heard, but I forgot. Number two, wie passt sagen, if Azar, was es hat gehört von Eibischen, bei Yitab Einab, then what does it mean that this is something that Moshe Rabbeinu already heard from Hashem? So what does it mean he was pleased by the explanation? This is Hashem's law. So what do you mean he was pleased by the explanation? It's not him, up to him to be pleased. Number three, the ikir, and this is the main thing. Vayita beinav is mashma as a diken sein andish. Vayita beinav could mean he was pleased, but it was possible that he wouldn't be pleased. Become mashvalon as vayita beinav. So the pasuk says, yeah, he was pleased. Oy ba Moshe is given shemayt v'shachachti. If you're going to say that Moshe Rabbeinu already had heard this explanation, only he forgot it. Then it's not that it was pleasing to Moshe. This was Hashem's desire. This is how Hashem wanted it to be done. So what do you mean Moshe Rabbeinu was pleased? Is it possible that he wouldn't be pleased, that he hears Aaron repeat to him what Hashem said, and that he wouldn't be pleased? What other option would there be? Why does the Torah have to say, and he was pleased? Of course, Hashem said this. Of course he's pleased. It's not up to him to be pleased. That's why Rashi says, no, that's not what the meaning is, at least not in Pshutu Shel Mikra. But it has to be understood simply. As Moshe had mechiluk nishgehet from Eivishn, that Moshe Rabbeinu had not heard this distinction from Hashem. And we Rashi zot nefridik in Dira Maschel, of Divrei Aaron, as Rashi says in the previous Rashi, when he talks about the words of Aaron, Hayita Bein Hashem, when Aaron said, would Hashem be pleased if we would have eaten it? Im Shemaita B'kot Sheisho, Ein L'chol L'hokol B'kot Sheidoiris. If you heard Hashem say that we should eat the carbon, the ones that are specific to this day, you shouldn't be willing to be lenient and allow us to eat a carbon which is an ongoing carbon. That's how Rashi puts it. It puts the words of Aaron into... That's how he explains what Aaron said. Pasulfize is moving. That according to this, we understand, number one, the Shvach von Heide Vole Bush Loimelo Shomaiti. Let's go back for a second. What Aaron said, what he brings from the previous Rashi, that, in other words, that Moshe Rabbeinu only heard from Hashem that the karbonos that were going to be brought that day, they should eat even of their oinanim. But you shouldn't deduce from this, was Aaron saying to Moshe, that means that we can also eat karbonos which are there for the rest of time. They're ongoing karbonos. In other words, that Moshe Rabbeinu had not heard from Hashem anything about what should you do about the karbonos which are ongoing. And that's why Aaron was saying, you shouldn't come to the conclusion that we are also permitted to eat from the kodshei doiris. If Moshe Rabbeinu had heard an explanation about that from Hashem, the distinction, then Aaron wouldn't have said, you shouldn't be willing to be lenient. Then if he had clear instruction from Hashem, it's not up to Moshe either way. Therefore, Rashi seems to be going with the opinion that Moshe did not hear the distinction from Aaron. Sorry, from Hashem. Vaslefize is moving, that according to this we now understand, number one, the Shvach von Heide Volei Bush Leimel Shamaiti, what the Torah is saying, that he was not embarrassed to say, I didn't hear, but Moshe had gehad de breire zu masken sein zu divre Aaron durch Schweigen, because then Moshe Rabbeinu had no need to say, oh, I never heard this before. He could have just accepted Aaron's explanation and moved on. Not respond. Oh, okay, move on. And that would have been taken as, if he is quiet, he doesn't respond, that means that he agrees with him. Other or afilu durch sagen, as Aaron is gerecht, he could have even said, oh yeah, that makes sense, what you're saying makes sense. But he didn't have to come out and say, interesting, I never heard this from Hashem. He didn't have to say that. Therefore, when Moshe Rabbeinu admits that he didn't hear it, it's not that he decided not to lie, and that's what we're telling you, that's what the Torah is telling us about him. It's just that there was no need for him to acknowledge that he never heard this. He could have just agreed with the explanation and we move on. Said no, he was willing to admit that he didn't hear, even though there was no need for him to say that. Number two, the pshat from Ayita Be'enov, now it makes sense to say that Moshe was pleased. He was pleased. Das ist gewend das Wort von Aaron. Moshe does not get from Eibishten, since, as far as Moshe knows, this is something that Aaron came up with. This was Aaron's thinking process. It's not that he heard it directly from Hashem. This is how Aaron saw the situation. So, is chodsh megefintas kotshe deiros zanim bekamadinim gleich zu kotshe shah. So even though we find that in certain situations, certain dinim, even the ongoing karbonos are similar to the karbonos which are only temporary for that day. As Rashi already told us earlier about Parshas Pesach Mitzrayim, he says that in regards to the carbon Pesach that was brought in Mitzrayim, that which was only a one-time thing, because there are many halachas in that carbon Pesach which don't apply to the future carbon Pesachs that were brought in the generations after that. As kama v'kama dinim abnisht ale is azoy erich b'pesach b'deiris. So Rashi says, however, even though that was considered to be a unique carbon Pesach, there are some halachas that we do learn from that carbon Pesach that are going to go forward to the regular carbon Pesach that will be brought in the future. So we see that there are certain things which are drawn from a temporary carbon also to ongoing carbonas. Is badem din aron's psak vayitan vayitam beinu for Moshe. So even though one could argue that one should draw a parallel between between halachas of a carbon, of a temporary carbon, to halachas of an ongoing carbon, but Moshe Rabbeinu accepted Aaron's explanation that no, in regards to this matter, there's no reason to draw the parallel, and therefore, since this is an ongoing carbon, it's not appropriate that we should eat from that carbon, said Aaron about him and his sons, and therefore, they burnt it. And to that, Moshe Rabbeinu said, yeah, that makes sense, even though it was not a direct command from Hashem. And there is another way of looking at it as well. You could look at it differently, but Moshe Rabbeinu accepted it. That's why it makes sense that the Torah says that Moshe Rabbeinu was pleased with the explanation, he accepted it, and it's not, as we said before, Hashem said so, so then what are you agreeing? Who is asking you to agree? Hashem didn't say. Moshe Rabbeinu didn't hear it from Hashem, and therefore he agreed with Aaron's reasoning, even though there could have been a different way to look at it as well. So that explains the words of Rashi, how Rashi explains it. However, you still have to understand, the Shverekai Doim Pasuk, was the Fazak Rashi Dabachlal Apirush. What is the difficulty in the Pasuk that Rashi finds that he needs to give this whole explanation we asked before? The Pirush is in them, was the Verte Vayite Be'enov, Zayne Lecheir Iberik. The reason that Rashi needs to give this explanation is because the words Vayita Be'enov, that Moshe Rabbeinu was pleased, seem also to be unnecessary. The Maika Mashvelon, what is he trying to tell us by that? Siz Poshut as Moshe had geherd was Aaronotem gezogt. It goes without saying that when Aaron was speaking to Moshe, Moshe heard what he had to say. He was listening, so he heard. So therefore, when the Pasuk says Moshe heard, it's obviously not telling us that he heard, that the sound went into his ears. Obviously, that's not what he's trying to tell us. But that rather, over here, the word Vayishma Aaron, Moshe, is similar to what we find in other psukim, for instance, in the case of Shemaita Lekei Lishtecha, what Hashem said to Adam, you listen to the words of your wife. He didn't mean listen that the words went into your ear. What he meant was, you accepted the words of your wife, and you ate from the Eitz Hadas. Or in another case, Vehim Lo Yodu Kishemeya Yosef, they didn't know, the brothers of Yosef did not know that Yosef heard what they were talking, because they were speaking in Lashon Kodesh. So they didn't know that Yosef speaks Lashon Kodesh. They didn't know who he was. They thought he was an Egyptian. So it doesn't mean that they didn't know that he hears what they say, because he was sitting right there. Of course he hears. What it means is they didn't know that he understands what they're saying. Ubekama Mekayim is as well as many other places, Havana and Kabbalah. So the word over here, Vayishma Moshe, doesn't mean he heard what Aaron said, but that he understood and he accepted what Aaron said. Ungenommen von der Rede, that he was accepted the words of Aaron. Das heißt, also Moshe hat sich ungenommen und es gabel geworden die wir Aaron. So therefore, Vayishma Moshe means that he accepted Aaron's explanation. Das heißt, der selbe Teichen Vayita Be'enav. So then the words Vayishma Moshe and Vayita Be'enav mean exactly the same thing. Moshe Rabbeinu accepted the explanation. So why does it say twice? So then why does it repeat it? Vayita Be'enav, since Vayishma Moshe already means that. That's Rashi's problem. Therefore, Mosman Zogn as Vayita Be'enav kum Moshev Zayn of Vayishma Moshe. Therefore, we have to say that the words Vayita Be'enav are adding something to the words Vayishma Moshe. Aaron's raid Zayn of Moshe Nishnan is Kabul Gevorn, meaning to say that not only did Moshe Rabbeinu accept Aaron's reasoning, nor as his given a Yisofa Vechidush and Teichem Vayita Be'enav, but that there was something more that Moshe Rabbeinu did in response to Aaron's explanation. Is va in vos ken ze khoyz rik nay safa ve khidush un vos kum de posig de zel no mad gezein un de der mit mad gezein un de zel. So what is it that the posig is trying to tell us by saying vayita be'enav, something that adds to what vayishma moshe means? So Rashi, therefore Rashi says the posig meant der mit as vayishma moshe is given. So therefore Rashi says that what is the posig is saying, that the Pasuk is trying to tell us that in addition to Vayishma Moshe, that he accepted it, that in addition to the fact that he accepted it, that he was so pleased by the explanation, that he even said a response to Aaron's words, to Aaron's explanation. Loimar, to say that he also told others. He said, yes, did you hear the explanation? Und erzählt euch Schwache shel Moshe. And that he also tells us about Moshe Rabbeinu, the praise in praise of Moshe, as Hoidav Lebe Shleim Moshe Mighty. That Moshe Rabbeinu said, this is a great explanation, I never heard it, it's, you know, I never heard it. Eret Midia Mephasing Even as Leisha Mighty, that he was willing to admit, to tell people, you hear what my brother Aaron explained, that's a beautiful explanation, I never heard that. Chach as Dos is Nish Given Again, even though it wasn't really necessary for him to say that I never heard this explanation. And it would have been enough if he simply agreed with his explanation. But that would have been already understood from the words Vayishma Moshe, that he accepted Aaron's explanation. What then is the Torah adding by saying Vayita Be'enob, that he was so pleased that he went out and told people and he explained it to other people and he said, I never heard this before. My brother Aaron explained it to me. That's what Vayita Be'enob is trying to say. Vav, al pi zeh, based on this explanation, as the Pirush and Rashi is kipshutei, that what Rashi is saying is, as he says it, as Moshe had gezok lo shemaita, that Moshe said, I never heard this explanation. Is moving what Rashi is done nish mefarish the in Parsha Matis. Now we understand why Rashi doesn't explain over here as he does in Parsha Matis, as Bolaklal Ka, as Bolaklal Toz, that because he got angry, that's why he made the mistake. Vibald as the chiluk from Kotcher Deiris and Kotcher Shah is as Achvas is Tolib Svara. It wasn't as if Moshe Rabbeinu had ever heard it before. It was something which was dependent on how you look at things. You could see it this way, you could see it that way. Un in seichel is da an oret fabedes foras, and you could see it both ways. Is da bepshutus al mikre Rashi nish muchrach zu sagen achidus achi gadol. So therefore, Rashi doesn't have to say over here something that is very, it's extreme to a certain degree. As ba Moshe shaykh balaklal kaz balaklal tos, that the whole thing was because Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, therefore he didn't understand it properly the way Aaron understood it. It's not necessary here, because there are two ways to look at something. Aaron saw it one way, Moshe saw it another way. It doesn't have to be in as a response to his getting angry that he saw it differently. And to say that Moshe got angry is not such a simple thing. Rashi doesn't simply want to throw that around. Mashenkin in Parsha Matis. Actually, the Pasuk says that he got angry, but that he didn't understand it properly because he got angry is not something that Rashi is comfortable just simply to decide that this is the reason. Therefore, he doesn't say it here. Mashenkin in Parsha Matis. Vazdort is Muchach Hazav Yiksef from Moshe Notim Gebrachtel Deitos. Over there, it's clear. There's no other way to look at it other than that because Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, that's why he missed the whole point of the Geulah Nochrim of the laws of Kashering. A Chiddush Godel, which is taka indeed a very great Chiddush. Kanal, and as Vert Oich HaShayla Favos Hadafke Der Kaz Gebrach L'Chaltos. And the question could also be asked, why is it that this time that Moshe Rabbeinu got angry, did it lead him into a mistake, when we find earlier that we don't find that the mistake led him into the anger led him into a mistake, because Rashi didn't explain it there by us, in other words by Shmini. The Ribber is Rashi Mamshech Dor, that's why Rashi over there says V'chein D'zov Chiddush Atamaitzi B'Shmini L'Miluy, that the truth is this is not the first time that it comes up. It's not unique that Moshe Rabbeinu got angry and he came to a mistake. Be'emes, it happened back in Shmini too. As he says, that he got angry and therefore he missed the explanation that Aaron gave. But over there, where already we have to be talking about the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu gets angry, he makes a mistake, therefore he comes back and says, it did happen before. This is not the first time that it happened. And it's not different that this time when he got angry, he made a mistake. That time it was also that way, but Rashi doesn't need to explain it here, because here there's no necessity to say that there was a mistake. However, when you get there, Nachtem says, Muchach, Babshudu Shomikrat, Slibdem, Vasmashe Bolokwal, Kaz Bolokwal Tos. But over there, Mata is where it's already, the only way to look at it is because he got angry, that's why he missed, and he wasn't able to teach the halachas of Kashering. That's why you can already look back into Shmini and say, in fact, that's what happened back then too. As the Vayiksev Adgeirun given as Dosvaserat Nish Givuzdem Chilik from Kachushov, Kachudaitis, that it's because he was angry, that's why he missed this distinction between the Karbonis which were temporary and the Karbonis that were ongoing. Chachas Ba'aron is given by Pashas, even though, Bepshitis, even though Aaron saw it that way and understood it that way, Moshe Rabbeinu didn't see it that way because he got angry. And Das is Gekumim, Mitzat Kas, and that came because he was angry. So that gives us all the answers in the Rashi. Zayin. Miyeinu shel Torah v'Pirush Rashi, to understand this Rashi from the inner perspective, the perspective of Chassidus. V'bal das dechiluk deis fishim Moshe and Aaron is an inyan atole b'svara. Since this difference of opinion, the way they understood it, Moshe saw it and Aaron saw it, is something which comes from two different ways of looking at things. Dafen Fashtein, we have to understand. Number one, Favasat Svaras Moshe Neite Given Asiz Nishtok and Chilik Mekotcha Deiz and Kotcha Shah. Why was it that Moshe Rabbeinu's thinking was leaning in the direction of that there is no distinction between the two different types of Karbonis? And then the Tiefen Svaras Aaron is Given Asiz Da Chilik, and that Aaron's thinking was leaning towards that there is a distinction between the two different types of Karbonis. Number two, we have to understand, Vibal Das Moshe had Gehalten. As in Shtokin Chiluk from Kotchi Deiris and Kotchi Shah, since Moshe Rabbeinu saw it as that there is no distinction between the two Karbonas, und Dos is given Mitazaba Dos. And he had such certainty of this that they should be treated the same. As Zen, they got these Abn Zechne given in the Kotchi Deiris, Nishvi the Kotchi Shah. And so then when he saw that the sons of Aaron, that Aaron and his sons had treated the ongoing karbonas differently than they had treated the temporary karbonas, meaning to say that they ate the temporary karbonas but they didn't eat the ongoing karbonas. Und sie haben sich nicht gegessen, and that they didn't eat them, as I said, is vayikse, if he was so certain that this was wrong, that he got angry. Why didn't you eat it? In other words, he was so certain about his position that he got angry over it. Favos hat sich hat sich bei ihm gebeten, das Vorbisch, als er hat gehört von Aaron on kein Reihe. So then, he is so certain about the way he sees things, then Aaron comes and explains it to him the way Aaron sees it, he immediately accepts it. When Aaron said it, he didn't bring any proof to what he was saying, he just gave an explanation. He explained the distinction. As man darf machen, achillig zwischen Kotsche Deutus und Kotsche Scha, Aaron explained to him that he thinks that there should be a difference. When Ashina Godel Bizad Vayitabeina, but that Moshe Rabbeinu changed his mind so completely, not that he just grudgingly accepted it. Well, I can't argue with your point. He accepted it. He was pleased by the explanation. So on the one hand, he was so certain that it was not so, and then when Aaron said it, he suddenly accepted it fully. How did that change happen? So we could say that the explanation is at least from the inner dimension of the matter. The chiluk tishum Moshe mit Aaron is, what is the difference between Moshe and Aaron? The estate of Medrash, as the Medrash says, Chesed ze Aaron. Aaron represents Chesed, kindness, ve emes of Moshe. Moshe represents truth, absolute truth. And from the unterschieden zwischen emes and Chesed, some of the differences that are explained, the difference between truth and Chesed, the inyan von emes is as seinen in em nishtoken shinuyim. Truth means that there is, it's unchanged. The truth is the same truth always. It doesn't change according to circumstances. The truth is always the truth. In jeden Zman und in jeden Mokim steht der Beschove. The truth is the truth at any time, at any place. It's always the same. In the Zolbe Madregio and in the Zolbe Maimed Amatzev, the truth remains in the same level, in the same situation. The same, it's always truth. Chesed, however, when it comes to kindness, Vasinyonov is machen gut zu andere. The idea of chesed is to do kindness and make things good for someone else. Musman doch
sich rechnen mit dem Zustand und Rochen von jederem von den besonderen Mekablen. Was einem schaffen soll er sein. So from the perspective of Chesed, in order to be able to make things good for somebody else, you have to consider their situation and how they're different from other people. So you can't bestow Chesed on everybody equally. Different people have different needs. They wouldn't consider what you did for somebody else to be kindness for them. Noch mehr, and even more so, by jeder asiyas chesed zu atzveiten is da ashina v'chilik in der ashpa wie sie ist b'mashpia und wie sie wird nimmschich zu atzveiten. Every time that there is a flow of kindness, of giving something, there is also a change by the person bestowing that kindness. He gives it differently. The person receiving it receives it differently. Well, derech maimer azal, as our sages tell us, that there was a story with the rain, that the Chayne Amagel prayed for rain, and it began to rain buckets full in a way that was overwhelming. So he said, you've given them too much of the good. In other words, that when you give good, it has to be in accordance with the one receiving it in order for it to be considered good. And although rain is good, but if it's given in a way that is unreceivable, a way that they can't be received by the receiver, so then it loses its status of good. So the difference between truth is always the same. Chesed changes according to the circumstances. And the Riber is Netias Svaras Moshe. That's why Moshe's thinking was Midas Emes, when he looks at it from the perspective of truth and unchanging truth. As Bechol Inyavah says, is Da'asofik. That wherever there is a question of where to go, how to do it, paskinen as this is nishtok and shinuf and einzman and maimed amatzav is atzveiten. When you speak from the perspective of truth, unless there is a reason specifically that you were told that it should change, you go with the approach that things don't change, and therefore the ribe benidin the dan. Therefore, in this case, hatigehaltnas is nishtok and chiluf and kachaderis and kachushar. That's why he figured there should be no difference between karbonos which are temporary for today and karbonos which are ongoing. The truth is the truth. If it's good for today, it's good for then too. The zelbe kedusha v'asiz da b'shah zu, the same holiness that permeates this moment, is in the zelbe moif and avzayin. The kedusha l'deiris, the same holiness has to permeate the future too. So therefore, why should it change? If you can eat it today, you can eat it then too. Mitzad chesed ober. However, when you look from the perspective of kindness, madreges Aaron, which is what Aaron represents, for zayin inyan is given oyev shalom v'roidev shalom. Aaron represented, he loved peace and he pursued peace. He loved oyev esabrisu mekarvin l'teira. He loved the people and he brought them close to teira. Ehot zechibig yigem tzu idin. He dedicated himself to yidin bisu azalcha v'zaynin in suk from brias, even to the people that are considered brias, as the Mishnah says, ayivas abrias, even people that their only quality is that they are a created being. They have no personal qualities. They haven't done anything with the fact that they were created. They just were created, so that in itself gives them a certain status and quality. And even such ordinary people, Aaron also loved them, and he also bestowed kindness upon them. And he was, when he bestowed kindness, he did it to each one according to their level and situation. The far therefore he saw that there is a difference between the type of holiness which is extended temporarily for this period and something that the holiness that will permeate later on in time. Mitzad mekablim, because from the perspective of the receiver, divas dafen onkumet zum chesed zum korban v'kachim, those people that have to receive the kindness or the holiness of the karbanas, kemen ishmonen as the kedushas zozayin in themselves oifen v'teikiv in alas shinuyi dargis and zmanim. You can't expect that the holiness that is realized now should be the same holiness that will be realized later. Things change, people change, and it's not necessarily true that whatever is good for today is good for another time. So that explains the difference between each one of them saw. That inyan anal is masim tzedembos madregas Moshe shushvina de malka, and this fits very well with what we say otherwise, that Moshe Rabbeinu was the escort, so to speak, of the king, meaning of Hashem, Moshe Rabbeinu, in the marriage by Matan Torah, the marriage between the Yidden and Hashem. So by a marriage, everybody, the chosen needs an escort, brings them to the chuppah. The Tala needs an escort, bringing her to the chuppah. So Moshe Rabbeinu was the one that brought the Hashem to the chuppah, to the Matan Torah. Aaron was the one that brought Shoshvina the Matronisa. He's the one that brought the queen to the chuppah. Moshe Rabbeinu represents the king. Aaron represents the queen, the Yidden. Moshe mitzat Shoshvina the Malka. Moshe Rabbeinu as representing the king Hashem. His askos b'malka. He was involved with the king, with Hashem, v'gedorav, and therefore he is involved in the parameters of Hashem, if you could call it parameters. He is the one that draws godliness. He brings Hashem down to the Yidden. He's the one that brings Hashem forward. So the Hashem comes down in our reality the way he is in up there in his holy place in Atzilus. Without any differences, and that's how he, Moshe Rabbeinu, did his avodah here in the Mamshachas L'Kuzvasot Mamshach Ben Yidden, that he brought down unadulterated godliness to the Yidden the way it is in the world above. But when we talk about Aaron, who is considering the needs of the Yidden, he's taking care of the Yidden to bring them up to Har Sinai, not up to Matan Torah. His haskus b'matanisa b'gdareha. He has to consider what are the needs and the parameters of the Yidden that they live in. Vos is Maila Knesset Yisrael m'matal l'maila. He is the one that has to elevate the Yidden from their lowly position to an upper, to a higher level. Is the aloha tluya in the matzah from the madrega from Yidden. So therefore, the growth, the travel upwards has to be in accordance with the needs and the abilities of the Yidden. When the river is in their avayda doshinuim l'fiyer ha-matzah funamata, and therefore, of course, there's going to be differences, each according to his level. And since people, humans, created beings are constantly in flux, we're always changing, we're never the same, and therefore, there's always a different need and a different way to accomplish it. And that's why Aaron sees the difference between different types of karbonis and how they should be treated. Afal became tes. Afal became nordam in Moshe ad geheret von Aaron as mitzad avodas hanevroim is in Olam Asiyah, Olam Hazeh. But then when Moshe Rabbeinu heard from Aaron that because of the way the people, the Yidden, their type of avodah, the way they live in the world, in this physical world, that there are changes and it's not always the same, and that you can't compare the holiness that is going to happen now and the holiness that could come up later when they're not in the Mishkan and so on, whatever the situation calls for, is Vayishma Moshe B'Yitabeinu. So Moshe accepted Aaron's explanation. You're coming from their perspective. I get it. I understand. Es ist niskabel geworden euch bei Moshe, that even Moshe agreed with it. Und von dem ist verstandig, als nicht nur ist das Eisgalt mit Zadchines Aaron Chesed. So from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu accepted it, it's understood that it wasn't only correct and true from the perspective of Aaron, in other words, the perspective of Chesed, which does call for changes, nor euch mit Zadchines Moshe mit das Emes, that even Moshe Rabbeinu, who represents truth, also acknowledged that this is the truth. This is the way it has to be done. The Bir Bazet, to explain how is it that Moshe Rabbeinu also accepted it. Vegnavoidas habeinanim zokter in Tanya, in regards to the avoida of a beinani, the Tanya says, as the av zayne is legabe madregas habeinani kras avoida tama be'emes la'amitai. Shalahem ish ish kefi madrigosav amidus abeninim. That the Tanya says that the ava of a benini, which is not always constant, it has its ups and downs. But for the benini, that's called, when he is in the state of ava, that's called absolute truth. His ava is considered to be true in accordance with his level, with the level of the benini. Although, if you were to compare the Ava of a Benini to the level of a Tzaddik and his Ava, because a tzaddik who serves Hashem in absolute truth, ein bechinas avazunik kras v'shem avedus emes klau. The type of avah that a beinoni has in comparison to the avodah that a tzaddik has, the avah that a tzaddik has, would not be considered truth at all. Because the avah of a beinoni after davening, even though when he's davening he's in a state of avah, but when he stops davening and he goes back to the real world, the avah goes away. So for a tzaddik that would be considered a false avah. It doesn't last. And it says that truth has to last forever. And since this ava doesn't last forever, it can't be considered truth. And anything that calms down, that eventually abates, is not truth, is already considered false. So the Tanya is saying that for the Beinoni, for him, that's called a true, an absolutely true ava, even though in comparison to the Tzadik, it's not a real av. Now, the inyan fun emes betachlis is da blaze bin alakus. If you want to talk about absolute truth, that only exists within Hashem himself. K'meshe kosev, as the pasuk says, vavaya lakim emes. Hashem is truth. Anything else is not. In velt mitzad atzma, ken yizayin ken inyan fun emes. In the world, from the perspective of the world, without Hashem's influence in the world, it would be the truth cannot exist in the world. Since everything in the world is created and therefore they were brought into being and then they decompose and they fall apart. So then when you do see some form of truth in the created being, hagam as the emes kait from the tnua is nor lagabe der madrege, unish lagabe hacher madrege, even though the truth about which we talk about in the created being is only in a certain context that's considered truth. But if you compare it to a higher level, it's takanat truth, like he said about the Beinoni in comparison to the Tzaddik. But for the Beinoni in his own world, that is considered truth. So when we see truth in the creation, where does truth come from? How does a person come to truth? The answer is that it comes from the influence of Hashem. It's Hashem which creates that truth within the Beinoni. That emes von elokus vasizdach meir in the mnivra. It's only the truth of Hashem which is illuminating that created being, that Beinoni, in the example of the Tanya. So it's because Hashem is illuminating him, that's why there is a certain measure of truth there. That's why there is truth. Without Hashem illuminating him, we're not shayach to truth at all. The world is only full of uncertainty. Nothing is constant. Nothing goes on. Nothing lasts. And therefore, nothing is true. But when Hashem illuminates it, then there is truth. Val derech zeh is the bir in demos retzach b'makom achar. And this similar to this is also the explanation that which is explained elsewhere as ma'oidcha, that when it says v'hafta b'chol levavcha, you shall love Hashem with all l'chol levavcha v'chol nafshcha v'chol ma'idecha, with your very being ma'oid shalach, your bligvul ma'oid means unlimited. But what's unlimited to a human being? What's unlimited? It's not really unlimited. It's called ma'oid shalcha, your level of unlimited. The bleak wolf shall adam, only what a person can manage to call unlimited. Is ma'ir un mamshir the ma'id shalomaila. So when a yid reaches their own level of unlimited, which in truth is not really unlimited at all, but to you that's unlimited, that's you draw down the godly infinite. The bleak ulamiti, that's when you bring down the truly infinite. Hashem bestows upon you the level of infinite the way He has it. Even though, when you talk about your level of infinity, it's infinite in comparison to what? Into your level of finite. So you managed to get out of your limited state, and you went a little bit beyond that, and you are now beyond that. So that's all it is. It's a very measured infinite. of a mitzad atzma is das anaveda ahava mugbelus, but in truth is it's a very limited love. And even in your level of infinite in comparison to somebody that's beyond that, as on a higher level than you, is this takanava mugbelus mamish, that would be considered a limited love. But since true infinite only exists within Hashem, whereas created beings which are by definition limited, they cannot come up with a real level of infinite. Is the far b'shas is da by a nivra atnua from an aveda was his hechav from zayim edidu v'agbola. Therefore, when a yid, a created being, when through his own efforts comes to some level of infinite in comparison to his normal finite being, is das fabundem nemtzich from neibishn vaseres b'ligvul amiti, that can only come from, it's connected to, and it comes from the Hashem who has the real level of infinite. And therefore, when you manage to get to your infinite, even though it's so limited, but it does have in it somewhat of the true nature of infinite, and therefore triggers the truly infinite, which comes from Hashem, and therefore you, it's bestowed upon you. The truly infinite is bestowed upon you because of your small effort to reach your own level of very pitiful infinite. In a similar way, we also understand in regards to us, just like he said before, that the truth can only come from Hashem, but when we reach a certain truth, it brings out Hashem's truth. So also with the infinite, and so therefore we understand in our case too the chiluk of avoda and kedusha fun shah and doiris. What is the difference between the kedusha of shah, the temporary kedusha, and the kedusha that goes on? Is thus an avoda b'shleimus ba'amitis. The difference of Kedusha as expressed by Kedusha Shah, Kedusha Doiris, the way Aaron saw it, that there are changes to people, is the San Aveda B'Shleimus B'Amitis. That is really called a true Aveda. Just like Moshe Rabbeinu. In other words, we said that Aaron, because of Chesed, there are changes to people, and therefore it's not always constant and the same. But the truth is that it has the element of truth in it, even though it's changing. From the emes avaya v'er is made in the matzav madrege from the midin v'er is b'ezer shah, because as we said, Hashem bestows His truth upon the yidden. So therefore, whatever the yid happens to be at that time, wherever that their level is, whatever avayda he is up to at that time, receives an influx of the amitis of Hashem, just like we said about the infinite. That is what's called emes havaya le'olam. The truth of Hashem is always, but it means also ba'olam, in the world. Meir in Ivroim, that the emes havaya also illuminates the created being in the world. That's how it. That's the truth as it exists within the world. Even the godly truth as it exists in the world. Of a madregas Moshe is there emes havaya for Natsilus. But when we talk about Moshe Rabbeinu, he sees the emes as it is not in accordance with the situation in the world. He sees the truth as it exists in its own space, in the world of Atzilus, absolute and unadulterated truth. That is on a higher level than the truth of Hashem that illuminates the created being. And the riber is be'emitzad atzmei nishgiven the chiluk from kachusha and kachudetis, and that's why by Moshe Rabbeinu, in his way of seeing things, he was looking at it from the perspective of Atzilus. The truth over there is completely unchanged. But then he agreed with Aaron that since in the created world Hashem bestows His truth on this too, in accordance with the needs of the creation, as long as a yid tries to reach his own truth, the Yid's own limited truth. Therefore, Hashem gives him the truth too, and therefore Moshe Rabbeinu eventually agreed with that truth as well. From them, aber was vayishma Moshe vayitabeinu is moven. But from the fact that Moshe Rabbeinu heard and agreed, we understand as durch Aronot zechuv getan as oich mitzad bechinas Moshe, that even from the perspective of Moshe, midas ha'emes from Atzilus, even as it exists in Atzilus, the truth is achilik tishin kotcher shor and kotcher deiros. Even on that level, Moshe Rabbeinu acknowledged that there is a difference between kotcher shor and kotcher deiros, even the way Moshe Rabbeinu sees it. So what does that mean? Never mind that in the world's truth there is a difference, but Moshe Rabbeinu even acknowledged that in his own perspective, in the world of Atzilus, the truth also there is a difference between Kachar Shoah and Kachar Deiris. Is the Birun them? So the explanation is Yedua, as the Tachos of Pnimis Hakvona from Olam Atzilus. What is the ultimate purpose of the world of Atzilus? Why does it exist altogether? Is Tzilib the Ravid of Gilio Kosin of Roin Lamata. The whole reason Atzilus exists altogether is only for the created beings. Thus haste and Atzilus is dot sveinyanim. In other words, Atzilus itself is composed of two aspects. Atzilus mitzad atzma. There is Atzilus as it exists in its own sphere. Thus is hecha funivroim. That is completely transcendent of the creation. Mitzad, then there is also mitzadik havana. What is the purpose of Atzilus? Thus is herzich vizi is b'shviloi l'masiyah. The ultimate purpose of Atzilus is in order to serve the world of Asiya. It's only created in order to bring about Asiya, because that's the Dirva Tachtainim, that's the purpose of creation altogether. So Atzilus is also made up of as it exists in itself and as it exists for its purpose. Und das ist die zwei Inyonim in Moshe. And that's what there, Moshe Rabbeinu is also composed of these two things. There is Moshe as he represents the truth of Atzilus, as he is within himself, beyond any differences and the truths as they are perceived in the world of the creation. However, Aaron, because he is the representative of the Yidden, that he brings the Yidden close to Teira. Teira's Moshe, Hot Megalagim and the Kavana. So when you Makarvan la Teira, if you look at the perspective of Teira, so Teira, Moshe's Teira, revealed what the purpose of Atzilus is. Was Vabunim mit Mata betachten, that the Kavana of Teira is down here in the lower realm. Vazi is the kavana pnimius from the emes from Atzilus, and that's the ultimate purpose and the whole meaning of the world of Atzilus. As in yona is to live in Evroim Lamata, that the purpose of Atzilus is only to be revealed into the creation down here. So now that Moshe Rabbeinu heard Aaron's perspective, that the whole purpose of that truth is only that it should be expressed down here in our truths. So Moshe Rabbeinu heard this and he was pleased by it. That became the new focus and purpose of Moshe Rabbeinu Emes and Atzilus. Yud Beis. What is the lesson to each one of us in our personal Aveda? B'shas es retzach wegen sein eigene Aveda, darf bei ihm sein Avedas Havai on Shinuyim. When a person, a Yid, talks about his own personal Aveda, a person should be constant. A Yid should be constant, unchanged. There should be no ups and downs, if possible. On Azay V'yani Avay L'shanisi, just like Hashem is unchanged, so the Yid should be unchanged. Azay Dav Eich Zayim by V'atim B'nei Yaakov, just like Ani Avay L'shanisi, the end of the Pasuk is, V'atim B'nei Yaakov L'chilisem, so just like Hashem is unchanged, so also you, the Yidden, should be unchanged. Aber v'shasas kum tzuton mit atzveiten in, but when it comes time that you have to help another Yid, biz Eich mit Bries, even very ordinary Yidden that are called Bries, he has to, you have to get involved in that person's situation, and you have to be aware as that person's things change from day to day, from time to time. Erkennest on sein Tag und helfen ihm so, You can't start the day and help another person. Certainly not. A very common person, mit dem vorderen und dritten und morgen bei dem zweiten, er soll ständig sein in demselben Madrega Hakdush, wie in Zmane Rotzen Kiyetzabay. You can't expect from another person and pressure him that he should be in a situation like he would be on Yom Kippur, in a time when he's inspired. But at other times he's not going to be inspired. You can't start with a person and expect him to be on the level of inspiration immediately. There are different times, different situations. Und bis Schaß er tut mit andere Iden, bis euch mit Azoine was seine Brie ist bei Alma. And when a person is involved with other Iden, helping other Iden, even those people that are common. Bei euch nazer is ich mislabisch und sehe mei bin abatze in a way that you get involved in their situation. The demel peilter, safe. Then you are able to eventually, finally be able to accomplish. As euch bei zeh is all the herd werden the emes abai eloyim, that even they should also hear the truth of Hashem, the constance of Hashem, the bechina von aniyah abai eloy shanisi, the fact that Hashem is unchanged, und dos peil der de shlemus in the bechina emes was is by em, and that will also change the truth as you perceive it. B'shaas chesed ve'emes nivgoshu, when truth and kindness meet, tzedek v'sholem neshoku, judgment and peace kiss are come together, is unesfirzich ois, then the sabakosh baruch alizlei b'tachtonim, then will be fulfilled that Hashem, the desire of Hashem that he should have a place down here in tachtonim, should be fulfilled.